Ladies and gentlemen, I am Daniel White, the third president of Gospel Light Society International, and this is the Strategic Christian Leadership Podcast, episode number 52. The simple purpose of this podcast is to help Christian leaders, Christian ministers, Christian servants understand how planning and strategizing is important to carrying out the Great Commission. Our strategic Christian leadership passage for this episode is Jeremiah 23:1, which says, "Woe be unto the pastors that destroy and scatter the sheep of my pasture, saith the Lord." Our strategic Christian leadership quote for this episode is from President Dwight D. Eisenhower. He said, "The supreme quality for leadership is unquestionably integrity. Without it, no real success is possible. No matter whether it is on a section gang, a football field, in an army, or in an office." In this podcast, we are going through the fine books, Advanced Strategic Planning, A New Model for Church and Ministry Leaders, by Aubrey Malfers, Deliberate Simplicity, How the Church Does More by Doing Less, by Dave Browning, and Humilitas, A Lost Key to Life, Love, and Leadership by John Dixon. If you enjoy this podcast, please feel free to purchase a copy of these books where fine books are sold. Our topic for today is part 4 of chapter 4, Developing a Biblical Mission, what we are supposed to do, or rather what we are supposed to be doing, from Advanced Strategic Planning, A New Model for Church and Ministry Leaders, by Dr. Aubrey Malfers. He continues as follows. What is a mission? Let us assume you agree that a mission is important and you desire to develop a clear, consensual, effective one for your church. Precisely what is it you are trying to construct? What is the definition of a congregational mission? When defining a concept, it helps to clarify what it is not as well as what it is. People have confused several concepts and used them synonymously with the mission concept. The most common is purpose. For example, Alan Cox defines a mission statement as an organization's brief, compelling statement of purpose. However, the purpose of a church as an organization is very different from its mission in a number of ways. First, the purpose answers different questions. It answers the why questions. Why are we here? Why do we exist? What is our reason for being? The mission, however, answers the what questions. What are we supposed to be doing? What is our divine strategic intent? What does God want us to accomplish while we are here on earth? You can discover your ministry purpose by asking the why questions. First, state your mission. It may be to make disciples. Then probe it with the why question. Why do we want to make disciples? The answer, to glorify God, is your purpose. Purpose is different from mission because it is broader in scope. The mission of a church, as well as its values, vision, strategy, and other concepts, is subsumed under its purpose. Let's pray. Holy Father God, we praise you and we thank you for our time together today. And as you know, Lord, it is a joy for me to be here to share this biblical information, to inspire others, to humbly lead others to you, and to reach others with the gospel. And we pray that that would be done, for it is our purpose and our mission. In Jesus Christ's name we pray, and for his sake, amen. Now, beloved, if you have never trusted Jesus Christ as your Savior, today is your day. Here's how you can be saved from sin and hell and have a home in heaven when you die. First, accept the fact that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's law, and so have I. We all have. For the Bible says in Romans 3:23, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." Second, accept the fact, dear friend, that there is a penalty for sin. The Bible states in Romans 6:23, "For the wages of sin is death." Third, accept the fact that you are on the road to hell right now without Christ. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 10:28, "And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell." Also, the Bible states in Revelation 21:8, "But the fearful and unbelieving, and the abominable, and murderers, and whoremongers, and sorcerers, and idolaters, and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." Now, this is bad news indeed, but I have some good news for you, and I proclaim it to you today. Jesus Christ said in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, his name is Jesus Christ," he was speaking about himself, "that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." And just believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead by the power of God for you, so that you can live forever with him. Pray and ask him to come into your heart today to save your soul, and he will save you. Romans chapter 10 verse 9 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, you shalt be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Pray and ask him to come into your heart to save your soul today, and he will. May God bless you and keep you.